Watch out, party people! Oh, it's fucking crowded in here! Yes. Oh, what do you expect to say? All right, I'm gonna go outside and milk it now.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
WMFO advert.
Shut up!
Gun!
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
To the masses. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
But here's another one I could screw up.
What is it?
Am I gonna do this by myself?
Yeah, you should do it by yourself. Do it by yourself.
Okay, well, I think I'll try it in a different key. I'll try it in the normal key.
Yeah.
If it sounds bad, these people are just gonna have to wait.
Thank you. put me in another home. They told me I should think of it as school. They gave me an ugly doll of Minnie Mouse. I hung it from a noose in my bathroom. Screaming guards wait outside my window. They better make sure nobody gets in. At night, they whisper rainbow. We dare yet to think about things. Nothing at all.
11.
Good omen coming in. Come on, go.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Because of the color of the skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, vote for me and I set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, our brother, is a preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, termination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to our nation, all in confusion. Oh yeah, that's what the world is today. Hey, hey, the sale of pills are at an all-time high. Young folks walk around with their heads in the sky. The city's ablaze in the summertime, and the beat goes on. Evolution, revolution, gun control, sound and soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything, and the band played on. So round and around and around we go, where the world's headed nobody knows. Ow! Good look, good look, can't you hear me talking to you? Just a ball of confusion. The world is today. Hey, hey. Fear in the air, tension everywhere. Unemployment's rising fast, the fields, new records of gas. And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation. And the band played on. Eve of destruction, tax deduction, city inspectors, bill collectors, mob pulls in demand, population out of hand, suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills, people all over the world are shouting in the war, and the band played on. We'll be right back.
and sore. Well, he's chasing all the women in town. He borrowed some money, went off with my honey. Now they can't be found. I don't think it needs to be said, but the man's about as deep as a dime. He makes gals giggle just to watch them wiggle. Won't give me the time. Well, I ain't got nothing but a dirty plug nickel and a funny look in his eye. So and so, you got to go. I ain't got to tell you why.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Comes and After the concert, a woman stood in the theater until everyone was gone. When we were alone, she asked about that song, you know, the one about your son getting mugged at gunpoint. Was it true? I said it was. There was a long pause, and then she said, my 16-year-old niece was just beaten to death by her girlfriend's ex-husband. The words came out of her as if they had made the decision to be spoken on their own, and she seemed to me like an unwilling but helpless vehicle for their desire. They hung in the air between us for what seemed like a very long time, and then moved slowly toward me and landed upon my back. This was among the heaviest of sentences I have ever shouldered, and my knees immediately buckled beneath the weight of it. I had no words for this woman. This was one of those moments that sheds light on the inherent inability of language to communicate adequately in matters of the heart. She wound up in my arms, holding her being an infinitely more eloquent expression of my complex emotions than any words I might have struggled to assemble. I was hoping that she would not address the obvious contrast in our experiences, namely, how much easier it was for me to sing about healing in regard to a situation that did not take the life of my loved one. When she eventually spoke, she said that the event was recent and that she had been refusing to deal with it because it was so new and so horrible, but hearing my song made it impossible for her to keep the door closed to the wound in her heart, and that she was actually coming to grips with the tragic magnitude of it for the first time. Holding this sad and beautiful woman during this moment in her life was overwhelming. I felt her heart crack and then shatter into pieces. I felt a cold wind blow through the hole in her chest, which until that moment had been occupied by her warm and vital heart. Every 3 or 4 seconds, her entire body shook uncontrollably as if someone was applying voltage to it. Inside my own emotional frame, I was experiencing one of those outrageous moments where I find myself besieged by very powerful contradictory feelings occurring simultaneously. I felt awkward and inadequate. What could I possibly do for this woman? But I also felt extremely privileged to be involved in such a profound human interaction. My heart was heavy with sadness for the depth of her suffering, but I also felt that there was an undeniable solemn beauty to the moment. It was exhilarating. It was exhausting. When she was gone and I was left alone to ponder what had just transpired, I was immediately struck by how lucky I felt that I chose to write the song from a perspective of healing rather than any of the other points of view that an event like that imposes upon its victims. Anger, resentment, bitterness, revenge, helplessness, and fear were all viable candidates for the theme of the song. But I chose to write from my prayer place, which is where I go at the times in my life when I am in an emotional free fall, where God's unconditional love can wrap its wings around me and breathe its eternal wisdom back into my scattered pieces. I knew that this was a place to write from that would enable me to give something positive to the listener as opposed to just emphasizing the obvious negative aspects of the incident. What I learned from my short time with this woman is that in some instances, language can be an entirely ineffective means of communication between human beings. In other instances, it is capable of piercing the most heavily fortified armor that a person might assemble to protect their secrets, their vulnerabilities, or their pain. The close proximity of the subject matter of the song to this woman's recent tragedy was such that she could not defend herself against it. The song penetrated her defenses and laid bare the wound. Had it been full of the bitterness and anger that I felt at the time of the mugging, I would have been guilty of the very serious crime of laying my knife to the open wound of a stranger. If artists are going to hone the blades of their craft so that they cut swiftly and indefensibly to the core of a given subject, the immense responsibility of this calling should not be underestimated. Anyone blessed with the rare and privileged ability to put their hands on the pain of strangers should live each moment with the knowledge that heaven will not shine gently upon the hand of any person that touches the pain of her children with anything less than compassion and love.